This past week saw the inauguration of the 44th President of the United States of America. The man who holds this office is often described as the most powerful man in the world. Well, certainly, he presides over the richest nation in the world, and certainly, he is commander-in-chief of the most powerful military force in the world. But there's surely more to being powerful than being rich or being strong. And yet millions of people, it seems, are pinning their hopes on the incoming president. They want to believe that he is, in fact, the most powerful man in the world. The headlines are astonishing. One of them, out of many, I noticed, asked the question, can Obama save the world? One cartoonist depicted the president dressed as a wrestler, ready to engage with three strong opponents: economy, war, environment. They, each of them, were far bigger than he was, but the suggestion in the cartoon is that this man will be able to toss them aside. He will answer these great dilemmas. Putting confidence in man, in leaders of men, is not, of course, something new. That has been a tendency for thousands and thousands of years. It has been a tendency forever. And so in Psalm 118, we are told this wise counsel: it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. If you were to count all the verses in the Bible, apparently, the number would be 31,174. And so, when you had reached the numbers 15,587, 15,588, you would have come exactly to the middle of the Bible. You would have come, in fact, to Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. Trust in the Lord, it is better than depending on man. We want to look this morning at these two verses, which tell us that to trust in God is better than anything else, better than placing our hopes anywhere else, better than depending for safety or for solutions on princes or presidents or secretary generals. Let's notice first of all then that it is to trust in the Lord is better, though it is not common. You would think that if one thing is better than another, everyone would choose what is better. But that's not how it is. How many are there who believe, in fact, and who stake everything on the truth of these verses? How many live by faith rather than by the sight of leaders and strong and powerful men? And are there not times when, in fact, we ourselves depend on man? It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Many people think that faith is an easy option. It's kind of effortless. You can add a bit of faith to your life any time you like. And there may be some times when that will be quite useful to have a bit of faith. Maybe when you come up against a crisis or face a difficulty. At that moment, faith would be a rather helpful thing. But faith is not like that. It is not optional, and it is not occasional. And the psalmist is saying to us, if you are to trust in the Lord properly and truly, then there are some things you must renounce. And that is not easy to do. He tells us you must cease to trust in man, even in yourself. Like the writer to the Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. At any given time, it's one or either of those. It is better to take refuge in the Lord, though it is not common. You see, the tendency of the human heart is to trust in man. And that's why the headlines have been as they have been all this week. Another one I noticed said, "Hope sweeps the United States." It's become a hopeful nation. Why is that? Is it because they've repented and believed? No, it's because they've got a new president who can speak in a very articulate way. Hope sweeps the United States. You see, we like to think that man himself can provide the answers and give security and save us from our enemies and overcome our problems. The writer James Montgomery Boyce has said, "Yes, indeed, we know that God is of supreme importance, but he is invisible to us and often remote from our thoughts. What we do see are other human beings, particularly those who seem important and powerful, and we focus on people and put our faith in them." And isn't that indeed how the world thinks and talks? And maybe how sometimes we think. We look for help to man. We look to economic man. He'll get us out of the recession. We look to military man. He'll make sure the terrorists don't win. We look to democratic man. He'll bring about a society where everyone is treated fairly and every voice is heard. We look to scientific man. He'll find the cure for all those things that beset the human life. As one writer says, it is hard, though necessary, to withdraw our trust from man. Because people want someone to trust in. Something on whom to pin their hopes and who will fulfill their dreams. And the psalm is warning us that there is a tendency in the human heart to put our trust in man. This year marks the 500th anniversary of the birth of the great reformer John Calvin. There will be lots and lots of articles and lots of meetings commemorating that, rightly so. Calvin said, "There is scarcely one among 100 who is fully persuaded that God can give sufficient help." We are all inclined, at one point or another, to put our trust in man. But the psalmist says to trust in the Lord, we must renounce trust in everything and everyone else. And that can be hard to do. We must renounce trust in ourselves. Too often we think we can actually handle the situation and deal with the emergencies ourselves. We must renounce any confidence in ourselves. We must renounce confidence in other men, even princes, he says, even powerful leaders, even experts. And when we're really thankful for the gifts that God has given to men in so many spheres, our hope, our confidence for this life and that to come is only and ever to be in the Lord himself. You cannot at the same time be trusting in God as your refuge and trusting in man. And you cannot trust in the Lord some of the time and in man the rest of the time. Another Psalm 62 says, "Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." It is better, though it is not common. Secondly, it is better, and therefore it is wiser. Will we trust the Lord, or will we look for help and safety in man? It is better, and therefore wiser, to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It's wiser, you see, because the Lord alone deserves to be trusted. Charles Spurgeon says here, "To place our hope or rest our confidence on someone else rather than on God is a direct insult to his faithfulness." David knew that the Lord is faithful. He'd experienced that, and he testifies to it. In this psalm, "In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free." It's better and it's wiser to trust in him. He is faithful, and those who trust in him are never disappointed. Men will fail us. The best of men will fail us. Every man has feet of clay. Men will fail us. David knew that. He had experienced that. There were times when he trusted men, and he put his hope in princes. He trusted Saul. He trusted Achish, the foreign king. He depended on Ahithophel, the great wise counselor. And they all let him down. They failed him, but he never confided in God without knowing the benefit of it. It is better and wiser because God is faithful. It is better and wiser because God is always near and able to help. Verse 6, he says, "The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid." Verse 7, "The Lord is with me. He is my helper." There's a preacher in the 17th century, early 17th century, called John King, and he explained why we should decline to put our trust in man. Because, he said, they are mere men, no different from ourselves. They are weak men, unable to give us the help we need. They are dying men, and will not always be near. As we've been singing, "Put not your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save." Better and wiser to take refuge in the Lord. This was the favorite psalm, or a favorite psalm, maybe the favorite psalm, of Martin Luther. He called it "My Own Beloved Psalm." And as you know, he faced a lot of difficulties and opposition. And Martin Luther said, "This psalm has done me great service on many an occasion and has stood by me in difficult times when the emperor, the king, wise men, and clever men were of no avail." He had discovered that it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. Better and wiser, because the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. It is better, though it isn't common. It is better, and is therefore wiser. It is better, and certainly safer. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. You see, when we are called here to trust in the Lord, we are called to trust in Him as Savior. And this great psalm is about our Savior. The words of this psalm are fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. All He did to save His people from their sins. Not surprisingly, this is one of the few psalms that is most often quoted in the New Testament. On the way to the cross, Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem. He entered it on the very day the lambs were being taken into Jewish homes in preparation for the sacrifice of Passover. And you see, this psalm was sung at the Passover. Jesus and his disciples sang from it. Matthew records when they had sung a hymn, and this psalm was part of that hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Earlier, as Jesus had entered Jerusalem, the crowds gathered around him, and Matthew recalls and recounts how they went in front of him. They followed after him, and they were shouting wonderful expressions of devotion. And they were shouting, "Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Where did they get that great expression of devotion from? They got it from this psalm, because Hosanna really means save now, save I pray. Verse 25, "O Lord, save us." Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Whether everyone in the crowd understood the meaning of what they were shouting is doubtful. But they were certainly giving a testimony that was true. Jesus had come in the name of the Lord, according to the will of God, and he had come to save. As the crowd used the psalm, they were testifying that Jesus is the true and promised Redeemer. It is better, isn't it, to trust in the Lord, because he alone is able to save. But it wasn't only the crowds who quoted the psalm. Jesus referred to it himself. He used verses 22 and 23 as he spoke about himself. "The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes." You see, he was entering Jerusalem. The leaders, the people, were going to reject him and put him to death. The stone the builders rejected. But that was not the end, because the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The capstone which is at the very center of the building, the capstone on which everything depends. And when Jesus quoted this psalm, he was speaking of his own resurrection and ascension into glory, that God has raised him up and seated him at his right hand. The Lord has done this. It is marvelous in our eyes. It is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better and certainly safer, because Jesus is the only Savior. The Apostle Peter also quoted from this psalm. He was standing before the council. He was answering their accusations. And he directed them to the words of this psalm. And he looked them in the eye and he said to them, "This Jesus is the stone which you was rejected by you builders and has become the capstone. He has been raised up and exalted as Saviour and Lord. And then Peter added something else. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is no other man who can save but him. So it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It's better, though it isn't common. And that says to us this morning, we must renounce everything else and everyone else in whom we might depend. We need to keep on praying that our faith will be purified and strengthened and sure. It's better and therefore wiser because he alone is trustworthy. Don't we need to think more of his power and faithfulness, that our faith will be sure? It is better and certainly safer because Jesus alone is able to save. Do we need to come again in faith to him? And if we've never come, to come to him and to believe and trust in him and to go on trusting, knowing that it is always better to trust and take refuge in the Lord than to trust in anyone or anything else. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Amen.